Last year we finished Siv Zayin. Just want to be mindful of one Nakuna Siv Zayin, but Chazara, Siv Zayin was a case where a person bought a property at a discounted price. It was worth 200, he ended up paying only 100 for it. So he gained on the deal, and the Bais Medrash could assume his position, take him over, and also gain on the deal if it's a zazak that the seller would have sold that property at a discount to everybody. If he would have sold it to you as well, to the Medrash as well, to the whole world as well, at that discounted price, it ends up that the Medrash enjoys that discount. If it was a special deal that the seller had only with this lokeach, and to the Velt, he would take a seller for 200, but he wanted to give it to this lokeach at a discounted price, and that's why he only paid 100. So then, if the Medrash takes him over, he's going to have to take a pay 200, because Be'etzem, it was sold for 200 really. Just 100 of it was a matona to this lokeach, and that's only meant for this lokeach, not for the Medrash. That's the halacha in Siv Zayin. And we discussed last time that what happens if you have a machlokes between the metzron and the lokeach, if the seller intended to give him the discount or he didn't intend to give him the discount, he would have given it to everyone. And the halacha is ala metzron la viraya, the metzron has to prove that the seller would have given it to everybody. There's a Zechol Avram in Chelik Beis, in Chesh Mishpat Ais Mem, page Nun Aleph Amei Beis. He brings from a Marach Moidoi, who says that he has a gewaldike eitzah, a tikkun to the whole problem of bar mitzvah. You want to get out of the bar mitzvah, a simple eitzah like this, we can take care of the whole bar mitzvah issue. What we do is the seller sells a property to a buyer, whatever the price is, it's $200,000, whatever it is, and then he writes in the seal, and the rest I gave you as a matana. He doesn't specify what the rest is, how much the matana was, but he just says, I'm selling to you for $200,000, and the rest is a matana. Mamela takes care of the whole bar mitzvah issue, because since he wrote the rest is a matana, on that chelik of the matana, the bar mitzvah won't be able to be masalik the lokeach unless he pays off that matana, because we don't know what it is. We'll have to figure it out. But the vows of a mela like this, it takes care of the whole problem of bar mitzvah.
It was simple, right? So give him a piece right away, and he'll come with bar mitzvah too.
Oh, so that the Gemara Taka says. And the Gemara says you can't do that because that's harama, because you're only doing it kidei. Oh, so frek the mishra cholam, what's going on? This is harama. You can't do harama. The simen is full, the mechaba, the rama, many different places in the simen. Sivchachas, many places in simen says you can't do harama. So what's going on? What type of eitz is this to do this? This is harama. That's one child. That's a mishra cholam blay shver, what's going on? The Pamoni Zov has a different problem. He says, how does this take care of bar mitzvah? It doesn't take care of bar mitzvah. Well, what's the problem? We have our law, we just learned in Siv Zayin, that says that if the property is worth 200 and the seller sold it for 100, he gave it at a discounted price, even if he only wanted to give the discount to this buyer and no one else, fine, so the merchant still has a right of bar mitzvah. Just he'll have to pay the full price, he'll have to pay the 200. So to him, what's the big deal? The seller sold it, it's okay, he can write whatever he wants, the rest is a matana. So all the mitzvah has to do is pay the real market price of the product, which is likely going to be the same thing, because he's not really giving matana. And even if he would be giving matana, beseda, so he'll pay, we'll get a value, we'll evaluate how much the property is really worth, and he'll pay him that amount. He can't say, the buyer can't say, well, the matana was another $1 million. Shkoyek, if the whole property is worth $220,000, and 200 you pay for it, we know the matana is only 20, not a million. So mamela, all I'll have to do is pay you the 20.
When he says the rest of the matana, he means the rest of the property.
The rest of the price.
Right.
The rest of the price. You're paying me 200, and the balance is a matana. So the male effect of Bamanir is what balance? What a balance? Whatever it is, we'll figure out.
See, from anyway, he says it's $1 million.
He can say it's $1 million. He can say whatever he wants. Let's say he says it's $1 million. But we'll establish what the real price is.
The best company is not paying $1 million.
If he did.
Let's see, overpaid.
Oh, that's in the next if. If he writes Lahedi, then he overpaid. But then he has to overpay.
So
how did that settle? No, so then you didn't know. I mean, let's say I'm selling you the property for $1 million. Pay me $200 now, and the other $800,000 will be in matana. So So then it's really not. I know what the real price is. It said over here, we shots up the real price and give them the real price. So he says, what type of Elamai means, because it's an ASIC to try to shots up, so the mail is like a deterrent. We try to deter the Bamet that you're trying to get an aval, because he doesn't know how much the Maton is, and it's a hassle to get this evaluation. That's what he means. It's a share Maisa. So the Chayshin Ve'efoit comes along, and he gets a Geshmak Pshat, a whole different Pshat. He takes care of both problems. He said, the Pshat is like this. Gevenlo, when a person tries to sell a piece of property and there's a metron in the background, no one wants to come in. Where do I have to go do due diligence and find out about the engineering and find out the property is a good property and go through the contract and the closing, away 6 months of my time, and the day after my metron's on the door, hello, I'm here, give me the property. I did all the work for him. What do I need this for? My little tzarazais. So it's really, Bametzer really forces the seller to come to the table of Bametzer. Now Bametzer knows that, so Bametzer generally will lowball the seller. The seller's going to try to highball the Bametzer to get as much because he knows he has the Bametzer over the barrel. But the Bametzer does the same in reverse. He'll try to lowball the seller. Say, look, the property's worth $300,000. You know no one's going to come in here. I'll give you $250,000. For $250,000, you have it. More than $250,000, go, hey, you're going to stand like this for a long time. No one's going to come. I'm going to put up a big sign. There's a guy in Lakewood, Grado. When he bought a piece of property, he registered on the title Bametra LLC. So anyone who goes into that area, any of the investors are trying to look to buy the neighboring properties. Want to say who the neighbors are, he's already warned. You should know that the neighbor is a Bametra LLC. So mainly, he knows that. By the way, it's a true story. Well, we're going to get to it. When it's going to get to a guy, sometimes maybe, yeah, we'll get to it. So Mamela, he knows he's throwing everyone away. So he has the seller over the barrel. So what's the seller going to do? So Balkokoch, in order for the seller to entice people to come into the deal, he has to give them as a discounted rate. But that alone is not enough, because the Bametz are taking off. What he does is, this is the plan. What he'll do is, he'll say, I'm selling it to you for $280,000, and the rest, the other $20,000, is a matana. What is he vedin with that? He vedins is because now, if the Bametz wants to remove the lekeach, he's talking going to have to pay the full $300,000. So the lekeach, it's an incentive for the lekeach to come in. Because the lekeach knows like this. First of all, the Bametz is a Jacob, he might not remove me for $300,000. And even if he does, chach, I profit 20. I paid the seller only 280. I got 20 in my pocket, so it was worth the hassle. Chach, I got something. So we're doing this in order to neutralize the Bametz's koyach, what the Bametz has on the seller. But it's really only on the real price records. That's straight in this halach and says, you only pay the real price properly. We're doing this incentive. Yeah, beside it means we're trying to neutralize the Bametz. We're trying to attract people to willing to buy here and to get the Bametz off my case. That's what he means. It's a takana for Bametz. I do love Bametz. But it's a takana for Bametz. It means we take care of the problem with Bametz. If the Bametz wants to come in, he now has to deal with a full price $300,000 and he doesn't have me over the barrel. That's what this Marach Modoi meant. Because I'm going to pay $280, the other 20 is a matana. Bametzer maybe not, won't exercise his right for $300, and even if he does, I'll pocket 20.
You're saying it's a discount,
he gets a discount. Right, so I pocket the 20, so I pay off the seller. I pay the seller $280, I pocket 20, it's worth it. But a lot of people buy properties and flip it for 20, so that's it. So I flipped it to the Bametzer for 20. So I got in there for that 20. Mamela, that was the...
Who gets the 300? The
Lakeya gets the 300.
He owns it for a few minutes.
Now, he owns it for a few minutes. Comes in, he'll get it for $300, and then, and he only paid the seller $280. That's the eight, so Geshmak of Pshat. It's nice, otherwise, it's Mamish of Medrash Pliya, what Marak Madoy meant. Only thing is, I have a problem, but I stick a pickbook on the Cheshen Veifet in Halacha. The Halacha that we just learned in Siv Zayin says that if you have a property and you buy it at a discount, it's worth $200 and you paid only $100, the Halacha is that if the seller would have given this to everyone for $100, then he's entitled to the $100. And he can remove me for the $100, and he's entitled to the discount. If he's only giving me the good deal and nobody else, then Enochanami, he pays me $200, and I only pay the seller $100. In this case, the seller put it up for market at $280. It wasn't just for this lookout, for the whole world. Anyone in the world who would... You can't do that. Anyone in the world would pay 280 and get the other 20s of Matana, the seller would sell it to him. Right? And love it. So they do. So then it wasn't anything special for this Lekeach. It was for every Lekeach. So it's for every Lekeach, then it defeated no purpose. Then let the Bamechin assume his position for 280.
He's willing to pay more. There's also a correlation that they shouldn't have to give from that real price. He's willing to sell it. Every sale happens, ultimately one of the parties was off. I'm selling it for five, he's buying it for five. One of us would have, I would have willing to sell it before he would have.
I don't know. Well, that's the price that they negotiate. I don't know. That's the price that's set on. That was the value. It's not, but it's straight in halacha that if the seller was willing to accept 280,
the buyer is willing to buy 300.
The halacha is like this. The reason, Bametzer assumes the position of lokeach as long as we satisfy the interest of the seller. So if the seller was willing to accept 100 for a 200 value property, then the Bametzerin is entitled to that discount. Lokeach got that gavalda discount. He can't find it anywhere else. Tough. That's the halacha. He's automatically a shliach of the Bametzerin. And as long as the seller would have given it to everyone like that, then the Bametzerin is entitled to that discount too. So it's a funny situation. Bezen, the Bametzerin, he would have given it to everyone but the Bametzerin. That's not fair. Lamaisa is the seller. The seller was happy for 280. The Rai, he walked away from the deal for 280. What happens if the Bametzerin would have told the seller, you know, instead of I trying to outsmart you and you trying to outsmart me, let's cut the chase. You're willing to sell to the Vel for 280? I'll give you the 280. Would the seller have accepted it?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? The Araya, he accepted 280 from someone else. So he would have accepted this from everyone. So if he would have accepted it from everyone, so then all the Bamas has to do is pay 280. So what's the takana? So the whole takana is not again.
He wants to make this Lekeach rich.
No, why? What was the takana? What did he want to attract Leichem into the deal? He wanted to get more than 250 because the Bametzerin snowballing him at 250. He's saying, I'm not giving you a penny more because I have you over the barrel. So he attracts buyers to come in. But now that he attracted a buyer for 280 and all the sellers getting 280, if the Bametzerin would have offered him 280, he would have accepted that offer too. But he had no brainer. Right? He did. He accepted 280 for someone else. So then the Bametzerin should be entitled to that. So Mamela, the whole takana doesn't start. So Mamela, he can never do this. So then the Bametzerin always can assume the position. So then there's no attraction for all the care.
The said when he sells it, he doesn't have to get more. But if he really wants it,
if he wants to get 300, but no, the shtickel doesn't give him 300. The shtickel still only gives him 280.
Why
is he the shtickel? He's kidded by Metz and he wants to bring in customers. Now he bought in the customer for 280 and he closed at 280. So did he accept 280? Yes. He was happy for 280.
See that he really wanted 300.
You're right, and he might have wanted 400. So what? Let's say the guy puts it up for offer at 400 and at the end of the day a buyer only buys it for 300. So that's it. So the Metz only has to give 300. Oh, you wanted 400, it's great, but you never got it. You only got 300. So the Metz assumes that position. But that's not the halacha. In our case also, in the Siv Zayin, where the property was worth 200 and he sold it at a discount for 100 because the seller was out for lunch. He didn't know the value of the property. The Bametzer would have paid 200, but he doesn't have to. Because if the seller was willing to sell it for 100, I could assume that position. If he sold it to a Lekeach for 100, I could assume that Lekeach position also get it for 100. So Mela, I will have to pay 100. So here, how does the whole thing come to start? All right, fine. What's Harama? Well, that's not Harama. The Maisa Geret is he's trying to negate the Bametzra. He really wants 300. It's really worth 300. So he's taki giving the other 20 to Matana, but the less prayer, otherwise he can't attract a buyer. So he's taki giving the buyer Matana. It's taki Matana. It's worth 300, and he's giving him a discount at 280. But I just don't know how it's going to help. The Bametzra will assume the 280 as well. All right. If it would be only matana, but if it's a loy plug, if you give a discount, so here's it. This is ma'isa. It is a machir, right? He did pay 280. Yeah, but how does that work? It's not part of the land; it's part of the price. So the ma'isa, I bought the whole property at a discount. So Tosfos Rosh said, "There's a loy plug. Once you're buying, there's a loy plug. They made by Metzra." All right, let's move on, Rabbi Isa. Let's move on to Sifches. What happened was that the seller took out a seller's note, a seller's mortgage. The seller sold the property, but the buyer didn't put down the money, or put down partial money, and the rest The buyer will pay him in a year. So he sold the property of Bamtana, Zot Paskin de Mechaba, less but Mishum Dinda de Bametzer. There is no Bametzer here at all. There's no halakha Bametzer at all. Why? Elam Ken a Metzer Roy to Lefroy Miyad. Unless the Metzer also wants to pay, but he's willing to pay right now, not in a year's time. What's the reason? The reason is that Bametzer, the Chazal, never Mesakim Bametzer if it's bad for the seller. Bametzer is if the seller is covered, and now that the child is between the lokeach and the bametzer has an adifus. But if it's going to hurt the seller, they suspended the whole rules of bametzer. Comes along lokeach, let's call him ish nichbad, ish gevir, whatever, gavaldika mensch, and takes out a note, I'll pay you in a year. His word is his band. Say to such a boy, Gevaldik, comes along the Bametzer and Eisvav and says, you know what, I'm a Bametzer and I'm taking over and I'm also going to pay you in a year. The sellers are going to have a cow. You're going to pay him in a year. No one trusts you. Your wife doesn't even trust you with a dollar. How should I trust you? Forget it. I'm nothing doing. I'm not willing to go into this deal. I was only willing to go with that Lekeh because that Lekeh is a Nishneman and he has the Yecheles. You don't have the Yecheles. Forget it. I'm not going in. So Memela, there's no Din Bametzer at all. Unless the Bametzer wants to go for the money right now. You want to pay everything right now on the table so I don't have to ever have any worries with you that you're going to stiff me later on. But say this and then you'll have Bametzra. So come at it. The only way Bametzra will come into effect because if he puts up all the money up front. The Lekeich only had to pay in a year. But if the Bametzra wants it, he has to put the money up front.
His manager, the seller's willing to finance it. There's no Bametzra anymore. He has to pay all the future. The seller's $300,000, which is $500,000 on paper.
I'm going to get to it. We're going to get to it. Fine. Good. So this is the halacha. That's right. It's a geshmaka mechaba, right? Comes along Ramah. We'll go back to it. But this one who said the Ramah. Oh, he's like the Ramah. She'ein ha'moicha makbid v'roi t'lam t'lametzran. If the moicha is not makbid, the moicha doesn't care. This whole shtickle toyer that he's scared about the metzran stiffing him, he's not makbid. He doesn't care. He thinks the metzran is as a good credit, just as good credit as the lakeach. So then back to the drawing board. Memela, the metzran is equal to the lakeach. The seller is covered. Memela, there will be a din by metzran. And Memela, the lakeach won't have to pay until a year, and the metzran also doesn't have to pay until a year. The same terms. The metzran. Well, it's going to be a big chiddush. We'll see. But the metzran has to. The metzran assumes the lakeach's position. The lakeach will pay the seller in a year, and the metzran will reimburse the buyer in the year. That's how it'll be. In a year's time, you pay the seller $500,000, and I'll pay you $500,000. But the property is already mine today. Just like it's yours today, it's mine today. Same terms. I walk into your shoes. Okay. Where are you? Sorry? That he has to behave in Moshe Zarko. That was talking about when the Metzran, or when the Lekeach already paid. There is no Hamtana. Because if you have the deal that you have, I have the same deal that you have. That's the Numan Metzran. I assume your position. The Marshall, like we've said before, if it was a $200,000 property, went for $100,000, I only pay $100,000. I pay whatever you do. Your terms of payment is that you only have to pay in a year. So I have the same terms. I only have to pay in a year as well. Unless the Moshe doesn't like me, and unless the Moshe is scared of me, I don't have as good credits, and then I have to call for the money right away. Otherwise, I have the same terms as the lakeach. Fine, that's the halacha. The Chavis Yoel, the Piskachuva brings it down, is what happens is, he has a shayla leis, what happens if the Metzen Taka doesn't have such good credit, but he's willing to put up a mashkin. You're worried that I'm going to stiff you. Here's a mashkin. $500,000, no problem. I'll give you a mashkin for $500,000. I'll give you shares in my company. $500,000 worth. You have a mashkin, so you're good to go. Oh, so he says that mamish, I think he said, Pasuk she'ein, he says, where is it? Toiv yafa. He prefers a lakeh who has a good credit without a mashkin rather than this guy with a mashkin because he still has to be busy being shame with a mashkin. He's a bitterek b'shmirasoi. And if he gets lost, he's all going to have a problem. Then he's going to have a dintar with this guy to get to. So, Mela, I'd rather deal with such a person who I trust than a guy who I don't trust, even if he gives me a mashkin. Similar to what you said. And he said, not only that, What happens if I say that you're only doing this as a shtickle, as a harama? You're trying to play this on me to get me, right? You're getting me to cough up money right away rather than that guy going, hey, it's a harama playing. Yeah, I can't even make you make a cheirim. A cheirim stam, he says you could do, but more than that, you can't do. Sorry?
Okay.
That you're not doing haram on me. Maybe you're doing haram on me. You're doing haram on me. This is all a patent. It's really not true. Really, maybe you're selling it to the guy.
There's such a thing as a cash offer. There's such a thing as a cash offer.
Right.
So, in haram.
Mehekitesi Tarama, well, you're giving that guy, you're giving him an extending credit, and to me you're not extending credit. Right, you're extending him credit, and to me not, and I'm willing to give you a mashkin, and Ava Piking, you're saying that you're not maskim. I think that you're just playing with me, you're trying to cut me out of the deal, because my mashkin should be just as good as that guy's credit. Most of the time it is. So you're telling me, for me it's not. I don't believe you, so you're being marim, so I want to give you a chayim. That I can't do, a chayim's not my good.
The bigger some people don't get right away for some reason, tax reasons or other reasons, they want to get paid right away.
Right, and but for this guy,
yeah, I want credit right away. I want to get all my credit.
I'm
giving you money right away. Reason, I don't
want to, but Dafka don't want the money right away.
Yes.
Okay, but that does that. The Shulchan Aruch says if they give money right away, then this is Bar Mitzvah. All right. Yeah, for sure. He has to match. It means if the Lekech made a cash deal, then the Bametzin has to do a cash deal as well. Whatever the Lekech does, the Bametzin has to match to a T. If he doesn't match to a T, then he's out. The much we're going to have later on, that if he gives better currency, if the Lekech gives better currency than the Bametzin, there's no Bametzin. He has to match to the T whatever Lekech is doing, otherwise it's not fair to the seller.
So he gets both, but he's close, because they got the money, it's no difference against the mold.
But I don't have to worry about the risk that you might won't not get through the mortgage and then you'll be there for me. I have to match everything.
Mortgage came on the same day you have the check, you can get out of your bank. It'll be the same thing. That's all.
In theory, but if you're going into contract with the mortgage, I'm not sure. If this guy you know is a cash deal. If you know, so okay, fine. So I call it the IRS. Well, extend credit.
Cash. The guy comes with cash to buy the property. Most people are going to need to have a mortgage.
Right.
So I give you a cash deal today. You're going to have to get your mortgage certificates. You please get your mortgage.
And a konami. That would be an eitzah. That would be an eitzah if you have such a thing. But if the guy comes up with cash, then you're out. That Teres Tzvi says that if you maimid a batuach, who's just like the lekech, then is it din bametzra? Which in the Parmanis of means that you maimed an orev. You have a problem with a mashkin, you want a headache with Hashem, you don't deal with it. Besides, I'll give you an orev. You don't trust my credit, I'll give you somebody whose credit is just as good as a credit as a lokeach. Because I got there will be a din of Bamas. And the Kesa Kadashim says the same thing, but he says, provided you had the ability to get this orev at the time of the sale. Means if at the time of the sale you didn't have this orev in your pocket. And now when you want to exercise the Bametzrah later on, now you're tying it in and now it's too late. Because the Lekech did me a favor. When the Lekech was willing to buy, I needed the Lekech. I wanted the Lekech because you I don't trust. And you didn't have an Orev, so that's it. So you're out. You have to be able to match the Lekech, whatever the Lekech was willing to do at the time of the Mechira.
Otherwise Bametzrah lasts forever.
Bametzrah lasts, we're going to see later on in the Shulchan, when he finds out. But if he finds out in 3 months from now...
My point is that that's what we're saying, he's an agent, right? Basically, Lekeach is an agent for him. So he's only an agent if he can fulfill the terms of the contract.
Correct. He has to be, and so if he wants to say that he is just as good as the Lekeach in credit because he has an orif, then he has to be able to have that orif right away.
Well, that cash is not. Because
sorry?
He
had to have that whenever he wants to come. It means if it takes him a day, he would have had that cash then too. He had the ability to get that cash too. I mean, let's say an Orev, I have to call up an Orev. It's one phone call away. I could have called up the Orev then too. So I had the ability then.
So he was allowed in between.
Correct. And that L'chayra should come out that there won't be Dina Bametzah, because at that point, you couldn't have bought the property. Maybe he had other cash besides the lottery money. I don't know. Okay.
What's the deal about Tzivches? You know, you wait a year and then it's supposed to.
Wait a year? No, but once you find out, then you have to assume the position. If you know, if the Bametzer knows about that the buyer came in, and the Bametzer doesn't exercise his right of Bametzer right away, he was Meichel.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not open-ended favor. He has to exercise it right away. Right away. Right away is a day. Right away. You have to come right. Why, when you find out, you have to lodge a complaint. I want to accept my right of bar mitzvah.
But he said, I cannot submit now because you're stronger, because you have the job alone, and I cannot.
It's tough. You're gone. I said, you're a Michael. You can't do it. The Bach in the Teres Emes says that if it's a non Sahadi, that the bar mitzvah has just as good credit as the Lekeach, there's also a din bar mitzvah. The seller can't say, I don't trust him. We don't trust him. The whole world knows that he's just as trustworthy as the Lekeach. Now, because clearly he's done playing a game. We know that you're playing. Correct. Could be, and a claimant, so maybe you'll have to have an Arif Kavlin in such a case. Means where a call if you raise any abezin, the truth Maram Ziskin, who argues with the Bach and says that Nansadi is not good enough. If the Velt knows that the Bar Mitzvah is more trustworthy, and more trustworthy means just not in his word, he's just as good, a pleasant person to deal with, you're not going to have a headache with him, he's good for his money, he has the capability of doing it, whatever it is, if he's just as good as the Lekeach. Well, if you have a non-Sadi, maybe. That's got to be sure, but in the Kalam, if you'll have such a thing that it's a non-Sadi, maybe it would work. Maybe it would work, yeah. You can have such a thing. You have such a thing. All right. No, so again, you have to have a good Arif that's just as good as a Lekeach. Now, all right, fine. In all these cases where the Bar Mitzvah has just as good credit as the Lekeach, either it's a non-Sadi or he put up an Arif or whatever it is, then now we have to address, so now we know the Bar Mitzvah is applicable, but now we really have to address fundamentally Sif Zayin's type of alumnus. To give extend credit to a buyer is a toiva to a buyer. You're giving good terms. Buyer doesn't have to cough up the money right away. Would the seller have given those same terms to the whole Velt or not? If he would have given those terms to the whole Velt, so yes, then the Bar Mitzvah could assume the buyer's position with the same terms and only have to pay in a year. But if Hagufa was done as a teva for this specific Lekeach, and he wouldn't have extended terms to other people, then if a Bar Mitzvah wants to come in, even if Bar Mitzvah has great credit, but that teva to extend credit wasn't for you, it was only meant for this Lekeach. So it will come out that the Lekeach will have a year to pay, but the Bar Mitzvah will have to pay the Lekeach immediately. It's Kilu, the Lekeach got a loan. He bought a house plus got a loan for a year on the money. So if you want, and that loan wasn't meant for anyone but me, because the seller likes me. He only wanted to extend this loan to me. So if you want to assume my position, beseda, assume it, but make me whole. Make sure that I get that free loan. So you're going to have to pay me right away. I'll have your money to work with for the year, and then in a year from now, I'll pay up the seller. That's what it comes out. As I talked to Fusha Rush and Tour, that's what comes out. In the case also, let's say the seller is not makpid. Any case where the Bar Mitzvah has the right to assume the position, you have to now go back to the other halakha of Sif Zayin. Would the seller give this taiva to everyone, or he's only giving it to this Lekeach? If he's only giving it to this Lekeach, then it's not meant for the Bar Mitzvah. Bar Mitzvah is going to have to come up with money right away, and the Lekeach will have a year to pay. I say, come to Isis, it's kavaldik. All right. Now getting to someone who was Moira Shaila. What happens if, you know, money costs money. So let's say I'm willing to sell this house for $500,000 if you pay me right away. But you're not willing to pay me right away. No problem. I'll extend credit. You're good for your money. But not at $500,000. That I'm not doing. No way. I'll give it to you for $550,000. You want it for a year? No problem. $500,000, 10% is another $50,000. I'll sell you the house, per se, that you only have to pay me in a year's time, but it's going to cost you $550,000. God, in Hukas Ribbis now let her do that. It's double pricing. But let's say, Lechatchila, I told you, I'm willing. I didn't tell you the price is $500,000. I told you, you know what? I'm willing to give it to you for $550,000, and you don't have to pay me till a year. That's how I made up. Comes along the Mets, and the man says, I want to take over the property. Besides, you want to take over the property. But the seller doesn't trust you. Right? Because the seller doesn't trust your credit. So the only way you could take over the deal, Zakta Machaba, is if you come up with the money right away. How much money do you have to come up? You have to come up right away, but how much? Sagt der Cheshen Ve'efer, they're going to have to come up with the whole 550 right away. It's a shticker. Not just a gewaltiger shticker. Because if you come up with only 500 now, it's not fair to the seller, because the seller might say, I'd rather have 550 in a year's time than 500 now. So, and if you want to say you want to only pay the 550 in a year's time, I don't trust your credit. So you don't have that either. So Mamela, in order for you to assume the position of the Labaya, you're going to have to come up with the full 550 and right away. What do you mean?
No,
I don't trust you they're going to come up to 50. I don't trust you for 50. I don't trust you for a penny. I trust this guy for the money. I don't trust you.
Huh?
Because I am happy to make 550 in a year's time. So I like the deal that I made with the buyer rather than yours. Elama, you also want to match that deal and pay me 550 in a year. I don't trust your credit. So Mamel, for you to take me over, it's a chiddush. For you to take me over, you're going to have to pay 550 and right away. No, I backed up. I said that wasn't good. That would be a ribbis case. I put the house for sale for 550, payable in a year. How much did who give? The buyer?
Yeah.
The buyer gave him zilch. He's giving him 550 in a year. So mechir is 550 in a year.
Right.
And the buyer took...
And the mechir is closed.
Correct. The mechir is closed. The buyer owns it as of today. At 550. But when is it payable? In a year's time. If the metzor wants to assume his position, the metzor is going to have to pay 550 now.
I understand that, but the deal is closed. Because the deal was, once the sale happens, he didn't take that 500 deal. The deal is closed. You can't come now and say you couldn't...
No, but if 550 in a year, it's a big chiddush. I would say 550 in a year is worth 500 today. So if you want my money today, I'll pay you today. But then I'm only paying you 500.
You only assumed the position. Position was today. You only took that.
But if I want to assume his position, so I'll pay you 550 in a year. That's the position.
And you took that deal.
But the seller says I don't want 550 in a year from you because I don't trust you. So from you, I needed money right away. So we are carving out a different deal, right? We're carving out that the time to be paid is not in a year, but that to be paid is now.
Right.
So maybe then all he deserves is 500.
But the value of the sale is 550.
Even though let's make it more. The property was 500. It's worth 500. Everyone in the market, every broker says it's worth 500. And everyone knows the only reason why he's getting 550 is because it's payable in a year. Still, the master wants to assume the position can only gets it for 550, even though he's paying now.
Okay,
even though he's paying now, because I could say I'd prefer 550.
What if he doesn't? He says he doesn't care.
Oh, if he doesn't care, then he doesn't
but
care.
He wants to sell to the master. Would rather get 550 now. If he wants to get 550 now, he would have been willing to sell it for 500.
Then maybe in economy, then maybe he'll only get 500. If the seller says I don't care, so maybe it's like the Ramah. And maybe it's like the Ramah that I don't care.
That's what he's paying the 550 to the buyer.
Right.
Not to the seller.
That's what comes out. That's
good, so then who cares what I can be satisfied with? I'm not giving it to you anyway.
The buyer. No. Works the other way around. Really, if he would extend the credit to everybody, and you have just as good credit as the lekeach, then there was a stamp. There could be a dinner by metzah, and you'll assume the position of the buyer, and it's payable in a year. The buyer will pay the seller in a year, and you'll pay the and you'll reimburse the buyer in a year. So it's like basically it's the same thing. So, and the Bamesin will own the property immediately. The only reason why not is because the seller is Makbid. He doesn't want your credit.
550 now, because you're giving if you give the 500, it goes to the buyer. So the seller's not getting the 500 anyway. He's only getting it in a year anyway. So of course
does he keep it for the other 50?
No, but I'm telling you, if the seller wouldn't be Makbid, then the seller would get everything in a year from now.
Don't.
Sorry?
You'll get
550. Right, but the because the seller's Makbid, he only trusts this guy and he doesn't trust the Mezrin. So Mamela, if the Mezrin wants to assume the position, the Mechaber says he has to pay the money right away. And if he pays the money right away...
Who's he paying to?
Or who will he pay to? That, at that point, he's going to pay to the buyer. One second, he's going to pay. We're going to have to see about... Yeah, but he only gets a free loan if...
The buyer.
Who's getting the money when you pay it right away? Isn't the seller getting the money right away?
The buyer should be getting because the buyer already consummated the deal. We're going to see about whether that's not so possible.
Maybe he'll just take off. off.
Okay, it's fine. Very good. Okay, so you're making it better. Okay, fine. All right. Yeah, that's, and when he trusts the Metron just as much as he trusts the Lokeach, then everyone gets a year. But if he doesn't trust, then the Metron has to come up with the money right away. Pashas, who's the money going to go to? Pashas is going to go to Rabbi. We're going to see. Belt, we're going to see. Sorry, what? Oh, you do that if the if the seller is willing to but very often the seller is not willing to extend credit. Okay, but he has to be willing to extend credit. All right, let's move on, Rabbi said. The Ramah says Sheina Meicha Makbid Roitz Lamtin LaMetzrin. So Pashtis, we could say the case is talking about where it's right now. We're about the time of closing. The Lokeach has a deal structure in place, and the Bar Metzion says, I want to assume your position. And the seller says, Tak, I don't mind. You could assume his position. It's good for me. I don't care. Your credit's just as good as the Lokeach. Memela, the Metzion could assume the position. That's what we could have learned in Ramah. She'ena Meicha Makbid. It's present. Right now, the Meicha is not Makbid at the time of closing. However, in the Rosh, in the Tur, you see, not like that. The Rosh and Tur had a case that the Meicha was Maviach Zman. I guess let's play this out. The Meicha was Maviach Zman. He told the Lokeach, you have a year to pay. And he would have done this to everybody. He would have extended his credit to everyone. Let's say because he's selling it because it's a bad Meicha Mepnei Ros, it was a bad piece of land, whatever it is. So the halacha is that the Metron could assume the Lokeach's position and he'll only give the money to the Lokeach in a year's time. That means the Lokeach will be paying the seller in a year, and the Metzon will be reimbursing the Lekeach in a year. That's the tour in the Rosh. Comes along the Beis and brings down the Ramban and other Rishonim that no, it's not fair to the Meicha, because maybe the Meicha trusts the Lekeach's credit more than he trusts the Metzon's credit. That was the kash that the Beis had on the tour, which is our Mechaba. Mechaba Lechitas in the Beis. Comes along the Daki Moisha and says, no, Enochnami, the Rosh and Tur know that if the seller is Makbid Avada, then there's no Din by Metzra, because it's not good for the seller. He trusts this person's credit rather than Metzra. What was the case talking about? So the Daki Moisha, the case is talking about where the Meicher was not Makbid. Mamish like the Ramah. The Ramah is plugging into the Rosh and the Tur, this scenario where the Meicher was not Makbid. Now the case of the Rosh and Tur was talking about not where they're about to close. The closing happened. The Lokeach already paid the seller. And the Metron will have to pay the Lokeach. The closing happened, or even he didn't pay, or paid partially, or he didn't pay at all. But the closing already went into effect. The Araya, the Halacha is Dr. Tuna Rosh, is that the Lokeach will pay the seller in a year, and the Metzer will pay the Lokeach in a year. Had the closing not taken place yet, skip the job. Well, just go skip the. Why you need two steps for? Let the Metzer assume the position, and the Metzer will close with the seller and pay the seller directly. Elamai, the closing already took place. And nevertheless, on that, the Ramah said, the Dakimisha said, is talking about where the seller trusts the Metzer just as much as he trusts the Lekeach. He's not Makbid. Why am I making a to-do about this? Because you see clearly that we're talking about the closing already happened yesterday. And now there's a machlokes going on between the Metzon and the Lokeach, whether the Metzon is trustworthy, his credit is trustworthy to the seller or not. And what do? We go to the seller and we ask the seller, do you trust the Metzon or not? He says, sure, I trust the Metzon, no problem. And the halacha is that it's by Metzon. The state in the Dak Lachar, that's what should come out of the Dak and Moshe, and touched the Ramah like that as well. That even if the closing took place, the seller is Neman to say that he would trust the Metzron just as much as he would trust the Lokeach, and Mimele, the Halacha by Metzron kicks in. That comes out. And the Pella, before I get to the Pella, Orcha Shulchan Taka says it Lehedja, that if there's a machloikis between the Metzon and the Lokeach, whether the Metzon is trustworthy to the seller or not, ask the seller, whatever the seller says goes. He's Neman. And it's a Chuvus Marobach like that in Samach Aleph, Benegeh to Siv Zayin, Bemechir Bazoil. If there's a machloikis, if there's a Mechir Bazoil or not, he took a $200 property, he sold it for $100, and the buyer said, he gave me the discount, not for anyone else. And the man says, nah, actually, we would have given it to everyone. What do? Go ask the seller. If the seller said, I would have given it to everyone, then the Metzen could assume the buyer's position for 100. And he'll gain the 100. The seller's Neman. He's the deciding factor here.
And he made a balance, when the demand comes to pay the rest. The Lekeach or the Metzen will
show. The Metzen will pay the Lekeach, and the Lekeach will pay the seller. Because the deal already happened. So now there's a schaivus between the Lekeach and the seller. What? That's something else. That's a good point. Good. But in Hilchos over here, what we need is that the Metron is trustworthy to the seller. So the male Lekeach will pay the seller, and the Metron reimburses the Lekeach. He's asking a good shaila what to do with that. Well, hopefully, maybe we'll get there. But I want to bring out is that the Ramah is Lechayim Mavul, that it's after the fact, and the seller is trustworthy to make a Chalois Bametzra here. And the Pella is the seller is an Eid Echot. Can't be Moitzi Mamu with an Eid Echot. Right now there's a Bametzra, and there's a Lekeach. The Lekeach already bought it. Who's Muxik in the private of Lekeach? It's full-fledged his. He made a full pity, and it is. Comes along the seller and says, by the way, you should really give it over to your Bametzra because I trust him just as well. I don't know who you are. What are you here? You already sold me the property. You're not a Baldova. You're coming here as an Eid Echot. How could you be an Eman as an Eid Echot? I don't trust you. Yesterday, I think that you want to give him credit. And today, maybe you've been paid off. Maybe today you change your mind. I don't care. At the time of the closing, you know why you closed with me. Because you wanted my credit. So now you want me to eat the credit of this Bametzra. No, it's not happening. I don't trust you. And it's no Bametzra. Because I got the property through credit. And you wouldn't have trusted anyone else. How could he be Neman? He's only an Eid Echot.
Why doesn't the Sirot make it for this deal? If you want to go back to the
because he was that Lamasha, that's the Lush. The Lushan of the two in the Rush is that the Lekeach pays the seller and the Bametzra pays the Lekeach. And the reason is in Lamdis it has to be like that, because Lekeach was really the buyer. The Chazal just made a takone, he's like a shlech, but he was really the buyer. So the buyer bought it, and the Bametzra assumes the buyer's position. So he'll reimburse the buyer. But the buyer is the one who bought it. L'chari, that's what comes out like the two in the Rush.
That's yeah, but why? Because the Lush is always similar. Similar usually means that you remove the first one.
Well, because usually there's nothing left to the deal. He already paid the seller off, so I thought I could remove him. I get him out, and I pay the buyer, and I remove him, and he's off. And the seller was long paid. But here is when the seller wasn't yet paid. But how does it work? Sorry?
It means that the buyer, seller's masking to the seller.
The seller's masking on the Lekeach. Yeah, but you see, not like in the Tur Nerush. The Tur Nerush says the case is that the Bametzrin reimburses the buyer, and the buyer pays the seller. So for some reason, he didn't cut out the middle step. But he didn't do that, vice versa.
Can the Kevah know that the Bametzrin pays?
Shabudin Ramnosin is the Teveh. The Moicha could go maybe directly to the Metzen al Shabudin Ramnosin. But the Moicha, because I also want to go to you, you're the Lekeach. I want to take it. You bought it from me. You owe me the money. I want to collect from you. Okay, we're going to get there. Sorry? Lekeach the Moicha. What we had in Siv Zayin, when you have a Shaila, if he would have given the discount to everyone, or he's only giving the discount to this buyer, the halacha is, ala metzen lavi raya. If you're a Suffolk, the metzen, the Lekeach is going to win. He's muksik in the kaka right now. You want to remove him, you're going to have to pay $200. So here too, he's muksik. You want to be able to assume his position and only pay in a year's time. Alecha lavi raya. You want to bring a raya, the seller. The seller's only an Eid Echad. How does it work? Sorry? Where was that tonight? I never made that tonight. I didn't see it in the fine print. It was never such fine. That's it. How does this hell work? Bokhtram, I found the Chubis Teres Chesed in Reish Aleph. He talks about a different case. Later on in the Simon is a case, if the seller is desperate to sell, time is of the essence, he's being foreclosed on, taxes, he has to cough up money immediately, so he makes a fire sale. Taloko did no Dina Bametzra. They have to suspend the Dina Bametzra to allow the seller to find a buyer immediately. He can't go through a whole hassle of dealing with the Bar Metzra. That's the halakha. Again, because we never mumsakim Bar Metzra when it's bad for the seller. What happens if there's a machloikis between the buyer and the metzrin, if the seller needed to sell it for taxes or not? The Bar Metzra says he didn't, memela have the right of Bar Metzra. The lekeg said he did, and therefore they suspended the din Bar Metzra. It is not din Bar Metzra. The halakha is ala metzrin lavi raya. And what happens if the seller comes to testify on behalf of the metzrin, says, I wasn't selling it for taxes? So the Torah says he's not nemi, he's only an erechon. Mamish, what are we tining? He's only an erechon. How could he be an emin? So you have to understand what's going on in the Ramah. The Chayra, there's a problem here. At least there's a machoikis, a paiskim. If an erechon could the seller work? In Lomdus, I don't know how he could work. He's only an erechon. There's another problem with this Ramah. There's a Chuvah Zerashman, Chelik Beisim, and Pehei, who says, Lahed Yefaket from the Ramah. He has a case that even if the seller would say that the sheni, that the metzron is just as good credit to me as the buyer, so the Rashba, there's no din bar metzron. Why not? The whole din bar metzron is only when normally the seller is not makbid. When normally the sellers are makbid on who they get extend credit to, then have it kapeid ubezel like tikna. They were never mesakim bar metzron in the first place. Even if later on the seller is masking, the basa has kala as leaning. You always go basa at the time of the sale. Ubemash efshal akbid and hamoichrin. And since at the time of the sale, when the lokeach went in, he had the right to believe, to entertain that the seller would be makbid to extend credit to other people. Memelo, there's no din bar metzron. I had a right to come in. The lomdus is, there's a lomdus, which we'll see mitzvah later on in the siman, is that the whole bar mitzvah lomdus is at the time of the sale. You buyer should not have come into here, to this area, and step over me. Let me breathe. Let me buy the property next door. It's beneficial to me. Go find yourself a different property. The whole Bar Mitzvah halacha starts at the time of the sale. You shouldn't have come here. If at the time of the sale you could have come here, you should have come here, you were allowed to come here, so once you did, then I'm no longer, I can't remove you. It's a gevaldik ketoyva for me to remove you. That wasn't Bar Mitzvah. Bar Mitzvah halacha is that you shouldn't come in the first place. If you have a right to come in, then there's only Bar Mitzvah. Here you had a right to come in because you had the right to believe that the sellers generally would not extend credit to other people. And the Meila, he wouldn't have extended credit to the Bar Mitzvah. Meila, you have every right to buy. Once you have a right to buy, now that the seller comes later on and says, by the way, you should know, I would have extended credit, it's too late. There's no Bar Mitzvah. At the time of the purchase of the lekeach, there wouldn't have been, he shouldn't have thought that there was a din bar metzra. Memeli has a right to buy and there's no din bar metzra. So now the kasha is, and now it's mufursha raya from the Rashba, mamish lehedya, not like the Ramah. It doesn't work. You can't come in. It doesn't work. So the not only that, the Tshuva Shem Aryeh Choshe Mishkov Ches, based on this Tshuva Zerasha, Taka Pasuk is not like the Ramah. He says if the seller is going to tanya later on that he would have trusted the Bar Mitzvah just as much as Lekeach, it doesn't work. It's too late. Because Hakol Elokacha, Haskola, like the Tshuva Zerashba, comes along the Mishpat Cholam, and he says, you should know, he says, the Ramah is only talking about where the Meich is not Makbid, namely from before the Mechira. He already, we have Edus that the Meich who told people before he sold it to this Lekeach that he's not Makbid and he would extend credit to the Bar Mitzvah just as well. Memela, since at the Haskalah already, the seller was willing to extend credit to the Bar Mitzvah, then there would be a din Bar Mitzvah. The whole Rashba is saying, at the Haskala, we didn't know. So Memela, there's no din Bar Mitzvah, even though later on the seller says, I'm asking for the Mitzvah. And the Ramah is talking about Dafka, we are on the onset, before the Mechira, the seller already disclosed, he already told people that he's willing to trust the Bar Mitzvah as well. Sorry? Answer is both catches, correct. So comes out now, based... Correct. So now, it comes out that hein mitzad the chesar nemanis could be the seller's not trusted later on, and hein mitzad the whole din takana b'metzra doesn't work if the seller comes later on, and the whole ramah might have to be talking about bedafka when he comes before the sale. It's a modern makimta, because very rare that the seller should tell people before the sale, and I trust the b'metzra. But yes, he'll have to say before the sale that I would trust the b'metzra to extend the same terms, the same credit to the b'metzra. That's when this whole ramah is nigea.
Can't do it also?
No, as long as it's Nizgala. If it's in the world at the time, so now it's we now know the Mefreya that it was there, so then the location shouldn't have bought.
Isn't
that Mukhut? Actually, no, maybe.
I'm not sure.
The Lashon HaRamah is present tense. So Lechayah, we would have said that Ramah was talking about Mamish before the closing. That's how I started off. I proved you from the Daki Moshe as talking about after the closing.
Oh.
So you have to say that the Ramah now chapter present tense to tell you, Kilo, that's what he said yesterday. Yesterday he used a present lashon. Yesterday before the seal, before the closing to the buyer, he said that he was masking to extend the same deal to the Metzran. And that's when the whole Ramah's Nogeya. It's interesting. Now, which should come out, now comes out, I just wanted to throw out, based on your type of a shayla, is that what happens if the Moicha Taka says, I trust the Metzron as well, and I trusted him yesterday as well, and we only found that out today, but it was already after the sale, and now we're saying the halach is that the Metzron has a right to assume the buyer's position. What is that? Pay me in a year. Very nice. Comes a year's time, and the lokeach has no problem paying the seller, but the Metzron has a problem, he doesn't have money anymore. What's the din? So the buyer is shouldered to the seller, he has to cough up the money. The Metzron has no money, so now the Lakeh is going to have to lose out. It's very modern. Very modern. The Chayr, they were never Masakim by Metzron to hurt the buyer. It's only if you assume the buyer's position. So to come out, very modern Azach. And Elamai Bechai Gavner, what? The Lakeh should now be able to tell the seller, you should know that I have a Gavra Bechirikoy, I have someone who's replacing me, and go after him to collect the money. It's not much like that in the Torah and the Rosh. The Torah says that no, the Metzron pays the buyer and the buyer pays the seller. So it's going to come out a very mundane type of situation.
If it makes it difficult for the seller, then it's not a Metzron anyways.
No, the Metzron said from day one, I trust the credit. I would have trusted the credit of the Metzron just as much as your credit. Fine, that's what he said. That's very nice. But Lamais, at the end of the day, he did the sale with you, the buyer, not with the Metzron. So he's coming knocking on your door for payment. So now you're paying him, and now you can't collect from the Metzron. How are you talking? So what's going to be the halacha?
In such a case, we say that the prayer was never meant that the sale should happen. Because when it's not good for the moicher.
But the moicher says it is good for me. The moicher said from day one, I was happy. We didn't know that the Metzron was going to lose his money during this year. So the moicher already said it is good for me. So it comes out very modern azak. It should come out very interesting. Had we said what the Olam was trying to suggest, that the way to do it is that the Metzron has to assume the buyer's position with the consent of the seller, it means the Metzron will be shouldered to the seller directly, and the Lekex added the deal, then I hear very well. But the Torah says, Lehed, you're not like that. The Torah is saying that the Metzron pays the buyer in a year. So if he's still in the deal, so it's not fair to Lekex. So why can't the Lekex, Taina, even day one, I don't trust this Metzron. I see already that what's going to happen in a year's time, I'm going to pay the seller, and the Metzron's going to stiff me. And he doesn't mind stiffing. He has the property. He has a free property. He has a property. He'll stiff me, and I'll be out, and I'll have to pay the seller. Wow. Why can't the buyer be makbid right now? Sorry? The buyer. He's the makbid. He just doesn't have to. The chazal mesakin that he doesn't have to make a new kinyan. And it came out with my freya. That he was really acting as an agent, and it's as if the Metzron bought it directly from the seller. It's only as if. It's as if it's all in Takanis Kazal. He doesn't need the Maklak Zeshen if he needs to do Kenyan. But we pass and he doesn't.
Why do we have the whole year's worth of free rent? Now you kick him out right now, the Metzron comes in, throws him out, and he has to sit around and pay rent somewhere else and then pay the other guy a year later?
But he's going to get reimbursed for the Metzron. That was the hope. The hope is that he'll get reimbursed, but now the Metzron's stiffing him. So that's the problem. I'm asking the Shaila that what's going on? This Metzis, how does it go on? Elamai, you want to say what? Now the whole dinner by Metzron is Batul and Mefreya? Nekatesi. We didn't say that. Sorry? But I hear, but the Lashon HaTorah is not like the Lashon HaTorah is, and what happens? Zok the Rosh, this Ramah is touching up a Rosh. And what does the Rosh say? The Metzrin pays the Lekeach in a year's time. So comes in a modern halacha. That means the halacha should have been otherwise. The halacha should have been is that the Metzer has to pay the seller directly and the Lekeach is out. Problem is, from the Torah, you see, not like that. In Mamela, we have a problem on hands. What's going to be now? I don't know.
Isn't all the time he has a superposition? He does a superposition. Let's say the Ramah doesn't have money to fulfill it. You can't get a cash sale. Another says, I can do it, you can't come up with the money.
He can't come up, so Metzen loses his deal.
So what's different over here?
No, here, he came up, so to speak, with the deal. The deal was, l'chatchili, he came up, that I'm going to assume you, and I'll pay in a year. Oh, so in a year's time, when he doesn't pay, then he'll come out with my Freya, that he couldn't come up with the money, and he loses all the by Metzen. But who is living there the whole year?
So what they have to do?
Yeah.
Charge rental.
Oh, now charge rental on Freya. Okay, maybe. I hear that. Otherwise, I don't have an eight. I hear your plan. The best, your eight is the best of all the options. It comes in a month. I exercise the right. The kinin already was chal for me, and then but now it's come. But that could until. Oh, then he's a cult up, right here.
Well,
right, Anakanam. So this will be the same type of lunders. Oh, yeah, I'm asking.
This whole kinin, that's called the regular type. The subtract
the kinin already took place. The merchant walks onto the property from day one. He assumes the buyer's position from day one.
Let's say we've been speaking with the others. Sell me a property, I pay $100,000 a year, it comes a year, I don't pay, what happens?
The property's still a kinin, you just owe me money. What happens? You tell me what happens. That's what happens. You owe me money. Sorry?
I have a mortgage. Take back the property.
You want to do a gviya? So maybe you'll do a gviya. Maybe someone else is, I don't know. Maybe you're the second position. Someone else is first. I don't know what happens. But it's not like the deal's bottle, my Freya. The kinin was chal. He owes you money. And now he's defaulting on his payment. So good. So you have a mortgage. You have a mortgage. Poseidon. But how does it? How does it work over here? So you want to foreclose on the merchant's property? Try to foreclose on his property? I don't know. But how does it become? You want to say that it becomes the whole bar mitzvah's bottle of my bread?
He never said
that.
He assumed it, but now it's the scholar that my friend you never did. Look, I'm asking to that age. I'm asking. It just comes out now that he lived in the property for a year, and now you got to pay his kids. Okay, fine. All right. Let me tell you, we'll end off, it's late, I'll end off with a story. It's a true story here in Lakewood. There was a guy who was looking to he lived on a certain block, and he was looking to buy a property to be able to build a house. I think he was renting ground, but he was looking to buy a property to build a house from scratch. But he wanted to bedafka live on that block, he had a chedron, why? And he made a gavaldika hamtsa. What it was, there was a person, a guy living on the block, who was living in a shack, maybe a little larger than a shack, oversized shack, let's call it, on a huge property. There was about 60 feet clearance on the side of the shack to the property line. He needed 80 feet to get a property. He had to be at least 80 feet wide. It must be an R12 zone or something, R10 zone, R10. So he needed 80 feet wide. So he came up with this plan. What happened was really the shack, there was an existing house. And then apparently, I don't know, 50 years, Terchzeitin, the guy made an extension. He made like a porch to the side. So he came up with this plan is that if he'll demolish the guy's porch, he'll then have 80 feet clearance to be able to buy a property. That was the chesed. And he made this deal with the seller. And part of the deal was is he's going to do a couple of things. He's going to demolish the porch for him. He's going to renovate the kitchen. I'm not sure why demolishing the porch needs to renovate the kitchen. Maybe he took part of the kitchen as well. I think they should all the problem. But he had to now build him a new kitchen, renovate new cabinets, new everything. So he's going to install him a new kitchen. And he's going to be busy, the township, getting the whole subdivision and the whole zoning, whatever he needs to split the price, subdivide the property. And that was the deal. And he made this deal with the seller. The day after, he gets a knock from the neighbor and says, it's a mamash gavaldika patent, I love the idea, I want to do the same. And I'm tying by metzra. Mela, this was the shayla and came to the entire. Sorry?
Investors
Investment? Well, who said, where's the investment? What's the investment?
The
The guy next door has 50 feet on the side of his property clear. He bets him doesn't need to do this whole shtickle, because even if he only takes 30 feet from the guy he had already, he didn't need this whole thing. But he's willing to do the whole shtickle, which will improve his existing property, because now he could sell it instead of maybe as an 80 wide, he'll sell it as a 100 wide property, he'll sell it as a nice property, he'll improve his existing property, and he'll make money. So there's no bad message by a guy under certain situations. Granted, in this case, it was applicable. Why there would be... So this shaila, by the way, is such a kishmaka shaila, it touches on about 6-7 different heterim throughout the siman. It was a gevaldika shaila. I just want to focus on our halacha. So the lakeh tainit, is that very nice that you want to... But I came up with this hamza. So Mezzer said, Shkoyach. First, you didn't have to be a rocket scientist. And then, we state in Mezzer, you come up with the hamza, I can't take you over on that hamza. So, the Kayak Tainan is a different thing. He says, this involves a lot of tircha, and you have to renovate the kitchen, you have to know how to demolish, as if he knows how to demolish, but you have to know how to demolish, and you have to subdivide. Memela, the seller trusts me rather than anyone else. I'm a good friend with the seller. God, there was a good friend with the seller. But I'm a good.
He approached the seller?
No.
Well, he approached.
He approached the seller. They were friends, and they were friendly. They were neighbors on the block. He approached the seller with this patent. I have this idea. I can make you a lot of money. You don't need the side yard anyway. So, Mamela, I'll fix you up. You'll get a nicer kitchen. You'll lose your porch, but the money in your pocket will make up. You can go to Florida for many times. You make up for your porch. Mamela, he convinced the seller. It's a kavaldic idea. So now he's tining to the Ban Metzra. Shkoyek, you want to take over my idea. But the seller trusts me more than he trusts you. He's extending credit to me, but he doesn't extend credit to you. You'll demolish his porch wrong. You won't do the proper.
So,
Well, every lakeh ketaina that the credit was given to me, not to you, or the lakeh ketaina in Sif Zayin, I got the discount for 100 instead of 200 instead of you, right? No, so there was no closing yet. It was only in contract. So the halacha is, you go ask the seller. That means with the same lumdus of the sif, but the ramah plugged in. Yeah, but this is before the closing. Before the closing. So you have the same lumdus as go ask the seller. We ask the seller, says, hey, Taka doesn't mind. He doesn't care. This guy's my neighbor. This guy's my neighbor. I trust both of them. They're fine. Both of them are good to go. So it's no problem. So with that, he had many other tainas, maybe throughout the siman, we tried to deal with them. But mitzad this taina, you have the ramah that you could ask. But had the closing already taken place? It's funny because it wasn't subdivided yet. But in theory, had they made a proper kinyan on the property even before it was subdivided, and now you want to get the seller to come? Now you have this whole shaila. Could the seller come? And not even an echad. He's a goy. You don't even have that. And what would be Rabbi Salamashal the Aruch HaShulchan who holds that? The seller is Neman later on. What happens if the seller is a Karev to the Metzrin? Or he has any other form of Psulei Eidus? Would he also say that he's Neman? Means, I don't understand the Aruch HaShulchan, how an Eid Echad could be Neman. But if for some reason an Eid Echad could be Neman, what happens if he doesn't have a status of an Eid Echad? He's a Pasul Eid. Will he also be Neman because he's the seller to say that I would have done it to the Metzrin as well? I don't know. I don't know where Eid Echad comes in anyway, because he can't be Maizimamun by an Eid Echad. Good. Say that it's food for thought. But that was the Maizah Shaya. It was a good try in the Bai. It didn't work. But the Bai, God, it had many other things. And God, of his 6 or 7, we ended up knocking out each one. But one of them was left. Believe that we'll get to it. All right, Rabbi Sain. Good to talk.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.